And it's another Friday and another edition of the Injury of the Week. And we are joined here once again on Friday morning by Dr. Mark Plumbey of First Settlement Orthopedics. Doc, how have you been?
Doing good, Sean. Having a good week so far. How about yourself?
Not too shabby. So we're going to dive in to the lower half of the body. I feel like we have been almost exclusively so far on the upper half of things so far, but let's dive in to Kyrie Irving's recent ACL tear and the ACL. So we are getting into the knee. I'll let you take it away. I feel like this is probably one that people sort of expected to hear at some point.
Yeah, so the ACL, to understand, is a common ligament in the knee that provides stability to the knee so that you can do cutting, shifting, pivoting activities. And if you watch that video of Kyrie, he's going out for the layup, his knee buckles back. And the majority of injuries, majority of ACL tears, occur from a non-contact injury such as the one that we see. Whether or not that's the knee buckling back, usually it buckles kind of bent and in, and then you feel a painful pop, the knee swells, we get an MRI, and then you find, lo and behold, ACL is torn.
And now, compared to something like a Tommy John surgery, what is going to be our reconstruction look like? Are we harvesting a tendon from somewhere else, or how's this one going to look?
Yeah, so similar to the Tommy John, where you're harvesting, you know, ideally you would like to use the patient's own tissue. And anybody less than 40 years old, they're going to get their own tissue, because if you do use an allograft or cadaver tissue, there's higher risk of an ACL reconstruction failure, because just the younger, more active patients are going to be stressing that graft. So there's three go-to options for young active individuals when they have an ACL reconstruction. That's the quad tendon, the patella tendon, which comes from the front of the knee with two bone plugs, and then the hamstrings. And the gold standard historically has been the patella tendon, because that comes with two bony plugs. It incorporates into bony tunnels where we drill the knee so that it can hold the graft, and technically it incorporates into the bone a little bit faster. However, you know, outcomes between the bone, the patella tendon, and the quad tendon are pretty equal. So equal outcomes. It's just a really long recovery.
Yeah, we normally see, it seems like, about a year for an ACL injury, at least.
That's about average for what I see on my patients. I tell all my athletes it's no sooner than 9 months, because once you get the graft in there, it starts going through a process where it remodels to be able to withstand the forces the athlete is going to put the knee through. So it takes no sooner than 9 months. You know, when the patients are ready around the 9 months, they pass a battery of tests to make sure that they're rehabbed appropriately, because if they don't, if they fail those tests, they're at higher risk of re-rupture. So when they pass the test at 9 months, then it's a slow progression back to activity over the period of about 2 to 4 weeks. And then, you know, everybody's different. Some people hit the ground running, they're a little bit more stoic than others. Some people, it take them a little bit more time to get back to full unrestricted activity.
Now, as it comes to the ACL, and by the way, again, we're here on another edition of the Injury of the Week with Dr. Mark Plumbey of First Settlement Orthopedics. And now, as ACL tears go, and I think back to a sports science episode or feature, I should say, on SportsCenter, which the segment reminds me of, and I like that. But I think back to this, and this is probably almost two decades ago now, and they're talking about how female athletes are more susceptible to an ACL injury. Is
they
that
are, yes?
And it has something to do with just general, anatomy, right?
It is, right. And they're more susceptible for several factors, one being anatomy. They've got smaller notches where that ACL runs through, it puts them at higher risk. Their mechanics, biomechanics, when they land down from a jump, female athletes, basketball players, soccer, when they land down, they put their knee in a stress that creates more strain on the ACL, which also makes them more susceptible. So young active females, particularly basketball and soccer, have the highest rate of ACL ruptures. And there are rehab programs that are out there that help teach these athletes how to land better with better biomechanics that actually has been scientifically proven to reduce risk of rupture.
Actually, you got me already. You took the words out of my mouth there, because that was where I was going. And that's probably why we see things like some preventative braces and things like that. I feel like more like on the female athlete side of things too, right?
Yeah, so the bracing not necessarily will limit or reduce your risk of ACL tears. The ligament actually that has been found to be protective from bracing are the linemen in football, and that mainly has been shown to protect, reduce the risk of MCL tears. It's hard to get. There's no brace out there that we have available that will reduce the risk of ACL rupture, unfortunately.
And there we have it, another edition of the Injury of the Week in the book. We learn a little something new every week here from Dr. Mark Plumbey of First Ottoman Orthopedics. Hey, thank you so much, as always, Mark, for your time. And again, another edition in the books. There it is. We'll get back to it here on Local Radio.